Los Indies City Goth Show, Dead Can Dance, and Anywhere Out of the World. It's the name of the song, Cocteau Twins. Also, Susie and the Banshees can't be having a goth show without playing Susie Sue, and we heard the song Spellbound. Johnny Hollow, covering the spoons. Nova Heart, starting off that set on our goth show. Pete Fowler, Greg Secourt, Vampires, Coffins, Death. That is associated a lot with goth music, Greg.
Well, certainly we've seen it as far as, you know, an alignment. And there's reasons that from a visual standpoint, we see these similarities, right? The white makeup, the
black clothing,
the black clothing,
like you'd wear at a funeral.
You got it. I think there's also the sense, the shock sense that goes with that. Again, very different than punk. It's almost
still shock,
but it's still a shock sense. And, you know, there's this mystique and mystery that goes with the vampire awareness and something very romantic, which is one of the things we didn't mention. Nobody thinks about, you know, a romantic sense to punk, but, you know, you absolutely have that angle to a lot of goth music.
Well, yeah. And when I think of TV shows that weren't goth TV shows, but when you think of Charmed and Buffy the Vampire Slayer, you know, it's dealing with vampires and death and slaying people, but there's... You know, there's a huge romantic aspect to it.
I think there's probably a whole, you know, romance and death show. And, you know, we could talk about that in literature and in music.
Yes.
But it seems to be prevalent in goth.
Yeah.
And I think it's part of that is the mystique and the internal embracing kind of, you know, one's internal insight. It does seem to create part of the identity.
Well, some goth sounding band names coming up. Black Tape for a Blue Girl, A Spectre is Haunting Europe. But first, The Birthday Massacre, In the Dark, Los Indies City Goth Show.
We'll be right back. Indy City, because who else is going to play this stuff? A listener-driven musical experience. This is the Lost Indie City.
Lost Indie City Goth Show, Black Tape for a Blue Girl. The song is called Across a Thousand Blades. The Cranes in there. Also, Spectre is haunting Europe with See You Inside. And we start off the set with the Birthday Massacre on our Goth Show. My name's Pete Fowler.
I'm Greg Secord.
With goth music, Greg, I'm going to be honest, I see the similarities more than I see the differences with regards to what I like in music and what I like in music subcultures. I see a lot of similarities that I can relate to. There's some things I don't. But that's with any sort of music. Like, I'm never going to be wearing a cowboy hat and cowboy boots, right? Like, I'm not going to be that person, but I'm also not going to wear black clothes. I'm not going to get a mohawk, even though I love punk.
I would pay money to see you in a cowboy boots and hat and everything
else. Never
going to
happen.
Never going to happen. You know, it's interesting. We will often touch on music we like, but not necessarily music that we were immersed in. And this is a good example. I had friends and certainly got it. I think there was a level of, I mean, it's one of the things we didn't talk about is the emotional stuff. Of course, it's introspective, but there's also a lower level, like a low level of that, you know, you can get into here. And I didn't align with that when I was younger. Yeah. I think I could dip in like going to a movie, but then when it was done, I'd be back to kind of where I was.
Yeah.
And maybe that's partly the music and maybe it's partly the cultural. But it was an interesting journey, and I still enjoy listening to music now. I just don't have the history of the dress and the experience.
We've enjoyed putting the show together for you. We hope you enjoyed it as well. We leave you with the Chameleons. Thank you very much for listening tonight.
Good night, everybody.
I shake my head and shiver. They smile and they stab my back as they shake my hand. Send out an SOS, please. Come quickly. I'm marooned in Monkey Land. Is there anyone there who understands me? Anyone at all? I'm idly staring at the sky. Synoptic illusion, like other.